Hi guys. How is everyone? Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy Valentine. And Happy Easter in advance. Huh? Yeah, happy everything. It's good to be back. How many people are happy to be here? You're not happy. Yes. So we are back with a bang. And I'm going to start with a New Year's message. It's still New Year, right? It's still January. January has so many months in one month. So we'll start with a video just to illustrate the sermon today. So are the people for the video ready? Okay.
This year, I'm going to spend less time staring at my phone and make eye contact at least once a day. Done!
This year, I'm going to stop surfing Facebook during working hours.
This year, I'm going to stop parking at OKU parking bays.
This year, my resolution is to get my own Netflix account. This end of the year.
This year, I'm going to stop taking PDA pictures with my new boyfriend to make my ex jealous.
This year, I'm going to stop stalking my ex on social media and stalk them in real life.
This year, I'm finally going to approve my father's friend request.
What about your mother's friend request?
My mother knows Facebook. You all don't tell her about Facebook.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to look at today. What the goals that you have this year, the commitments that you have for this year. You saw in that photo, some of them want to approve their parents' Facebook request. How many of you are friends with your parents on Facebook? Why are we coughing now? Yeah? Both parents or so for those who are not friends with their parents on Facebook, or they are not on Facebook, are you sure? So if we search right now, we'll find that they are not on Facebook. But anyway, our message today is commitments that last. How many of you have 2018 goals? Okay, cool. So, Darlington, what do you want to... What are some of your goals for this year?
Less involved. Less involved in certain things.
So, Darlington says he wants to be less involved in certain things in 2018. Like... That you would rather not say. Yeah. Yes. So another person's goal is to gain weight. Why? Why do you want to gain weight? Oh, she's become slim. Next, the last one, thin. Okay, thin. The last one, what other goals do we have for this year? Also share mine. Henry, what are your goals? 2018.
Henry. To become fit.
He wants to become fit and we don't know what this means.
Muscular.
Uh-huh. So he wants to be fit and muscular. So my goals for this year, I have a number of them, but I'll share a few. Yeah. One of them is not to lose weight, but to be healthy. So I need to reduce on my sugar intake. I need to start avoiding cakes, though I love cakes. I need to eat more fruits. I need to drink more water. But hungry lion. Yeah. I need to also avoid red meat, but chicken I'll be eating. Chicken is life. Yeah, chicken is white meat. Yes. I love that. Yeah, so with commitments. What is a commitment? What is a commitment? Not commitment to a girlfriend. What is a commitment? Yes? It's a pact. Between what?
Between you, yourself, and God.
You, yourself, and God. Okay. Anyone else? Anyone else? What does commitment mean? When I say I'm committed to coming to Impact for the whole year, what does that mean? Yeah.
I think it means time.
To have time, to give of yourself. So the dictionary definition of commitment is this: to pledge to oneself, to be strong towards, to endure in, to persevere, to maintain a consistent responsibility. So to pledge to oneself, I've pledged myself to consistently come to Impact. I've pledged myself to consistently study. That's what commitment means. But the problem is this. January comes. First January. Happy New Year. All of us are like, this year is my year. This year I'll do this. This year I'll do that. This year I'll do that. January 28th. We've even forgotten our resolutions for January 1. What causes that? We'll share some of those things today. We'll also share some of the strategies we can have to ensure that our commitments for the year are achieved. Another goal of my other goal is this. I want to read the whole Bible this whole year. So I've already started. It's not easy. But, and you know the funny thing? When you're reading maybe newspapers, it's very easy. You can read the whole thing. But the Bible, you find, you start one chapter, second chapter, you're already dozing. But it's possible still. And I think right now I'm in my fifth book, and I'm still going strong. And I'm saying it to all of you so that you hold me accountable. In December, you need to ask me. In June, yes. June, you need to ask me how far. You need to ask me how is it going. Even the being healthy, you need to ask me. So if you see me eating a lunch bar, grab it from me. Yes. I'm being held accountable right now. So, some people say, I can't help it. I can't stop doing something. I can't stop being on Facebook. Because some of us are addicted to Facebook. Some of us are addicted to WhatsApp. We're ever online. We can't do certain things. But someone once said this, an excuse is a lie wrapped in a skin of truth. An excuse, let me even repeat, an excuse is a lie wrapped in a skin of truth. January 1, we have all our goals and commitments. 2018, I'll do this and that. By the time it's 2nd February, we have all sorts of excuses, you know? Imagine, this is just an illustration. If I told you not to log on to Facebook, WhatsApp for 24 hours, some of you have been like, okay, not 24 hours, let's say a week. A week without social media. And if you log in, there's a bomb in your body which will detonate. Would you still log in? During that week, I tell you, okay, starting this tomorrow, no login onto Facebook, social media, and all. Then I even inform you that if you log in, a bomb inside your body would detonate. Would you still log in? Would you? No, right? And what's the motivating factor? The motivation is that the bomb will explode on you, right? So we need to be motivated. Something should motivate us to reach that goal, to ensure that that commitment we've made is fulfilled, so that when we reach 31st December, that goal has been fulfilled. Our ability to fulfill a commitment is based upon the strength of our will. Do you have willpower to ensure that that goal is achieved, of passing grade 12, of passing A-levels, of ensuring that those courses that you're doing at university or college, that you pass all of them, that you do all your assignments, not a day before, but a week before, or 2 hours before, you know? When you are truly committed to something, the only question is not when, is when, not if. And at times, our willpower is dependent on what we feed on. So for example, if you've been struggling with pornography, first week of January, you say, I'm stopping. I'm not going to watch porn again. But you still have movies that still have sexual content in them on your laptop, on your phone. How are you going to manage? You have to delete those things for you to ensure that your willpower is strong. You have to ensure that you feed your willpower with good stuff. So start listening to sermons. Start reading the Bible. Start listening to gospel songs. That will help you achieve your goal. And just a side note. 1st January, some of you know my goal this year is to have a girlfriend. My goal this year is to have a boyfriend. Some of you here, we know you. But you know what? Something that I've learned in life. 90% of the people that are married right now, even in Lusaka, Zambia, 90% of the people that are married met after high school. Yes, after high school. Some of the, and then also there's also a percentage of, a huge percentage of them meeting in university and workplace, in the workplace. All the people that I know when I was in school, high school, all the people that I know that were in relationships in grade 10, grade 12, some of them were in the same class and they were dating, all of them did not marry each other. None of them. All the people that I know that were in relationships in high school, it didn't last long. It's only the relationships that started maybe when they were in the third year at university, fourth year, when they started working and all. That's just my personal experience of what I've seen. So this is not the time to have boyfriends. It's not the time to have girlfriends. 2018 is a time to grow spiritually. It's a time to be more healthy physically. 2018 is a time to have strong Christian friendships, not strong Christian dating. Amen. 2018 is not a time. Look, boys will always be there. I've said it before. They are not running away. The boys are not running away. They'll be there. In 5 years' time, they'll be around. They'll even be better, handsome, more spiritual, you know? They'll be there. Guys, the girls, they're not running away. They're not going anywhere. You will find them later on. You will find them. Right now, focus on studies. Focus on study. You know, when I was... When I just finished school, grade 12, I started working. And because my parents could not afford school fees, college fees, so I started working. And I started doing part-time school. So from Monday to Friday, I was working. And then Saturday, the whole day, I'd be at school. So I told myself, these 3 years, no girlfriend. No girlfriend. No girlfriend. It wasn't easy, though, I must admit. But it was possible. Because I had committed myself, no, I'm just focusing on school and work. After 3 years, I continued working. The girl came. You know? She came. So there's no need of panicking. Hey, what if I don't find, will anyone ever love me? They will love you one day, but not now. Not now. So my question to you today is this. What are you committed to? Are you committed to God for 2018? Are you committed to your stomach? Are you committed to Facebook? Are you committed to WhatsApp? Are you committed to selfies? Are you committed to studying? Are you committed to being more of a mature Christian this year? I ask you. Someone once said this. It is estimated that over 85% of all the people who make New Year's resolutions fail in the first 30 days. 85% fail in the first 30 days. They lack commitment, they lack the willpower. Think of the things you do every day. Why are you committed to those things? For example, you're committed to brushing your teeth, right? You're committed to bathing. Huh? Not all the time. he said most of us are committed to brushing our teeth. Yes, you see? Look, we're committed to brushing our teeth, right? We're committed to bathing. Aren't we not committed to bathing? It's a priority, right? When we wake up, it's just natural, right? To just brush your teeth, right? To bath or wash your face, right? People don't bath here. Even if you are not going anywhere, brushing your teeth is a must. So, It's a habit, right, of brushing your teeth, right? And we've been consistent at that, right? Of bathing, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So it's a priority on you, right? You've made it a priority that I'll brush my teeth when I wake up. Or I'll bath when I wake up, right? It's a priority. So even with our commitments for the year, we need to make them a priority. Someone once said this, some 200 years ago, a theologian said this. Before I eat, I only eat breakfast after I read my Bible. So if I don't read my Bible, I'm not eating. That was his commitment. That was his priority. So he prioritized God first. I'm not eating first. First let me eat. So if he reads the Bible at 10, then you eat breakfast later on. So we need to set a priority on our goals. Psalms 37 verse 5 to 6 says this. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him and he will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Commit your way to the Lord. That's another way we can ensure that our goals are achieved. You tell them, Lord, I want to ensure that this year I'm studying hard. You commit your plans to God. You trust him. And you ensure that your goal is achieved. And then Proverbs 16 verse 3, which is our verse for the week. So this year we will be having the scripture for the week. So our scripture for the week is this one. Proverbs 16 verse 3. Which says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. Whatever goals that you have this year, commit to the Lord. And your plans will succeed. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. So today I'm going to share with you 7 steps to ensuring that we make and complete our commitments. And the first step is this: ask questions. So ask questions like, what areas do I need to improve in? So like I was telling you, I want to be more healthy. So I asked myself questions like, what do I need to do to ensure that I'm healthy? So I told myself I need to drink more water. I need to cut down on sweet stuff. I need to eat more fruits and vegetables. So boys laughing. What are your commitments this year? Some of you need to start saving at Miracle Kids. Some of you need to start saving in sound. In the praise team. In the worship team. In the presentation team. We need to ask yourself, which areas do I need to improve in this year? 2 Corinthians 13 verse 5 says this. Examine yourself to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourself. Do you not realize that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless, of course, you fail the test. So examine yourself. Assess yourself. Can I do this thing? You know, can I achieve this goal? And the second step is this. Determine your target. Second one is determine your target. You are not going to go anywhere without a goal. You're not going to go anywhere without a goal. You need to set a target. You need to tell yourself that I'm here and I'm in January here. And my goal is to reach there. And I will illustrate something for you. So I have... First I'll put this. So there's a cup here. And I have a ball. So for example, don't tell yourself, I'll be exercising 3 times in a day. That's impossible. How can you exercise 3 times a day? Give yourself a target which is manageable. So for example, maybe let me put the cup here so that you can all see. No. Sorry. Let me put it here. So, this is my goal. Oh, this is my commitment. I've committed to ensure that this ball enters that cup. So I throw. Don't laugh. Let me try again. No. So this target, I can't achieve this target, you know? I need to ensure that the target that I put in place is achievable, you know? I should tell myself, okay, I'll be exercising 3 times a week. That's easier, right? Rather than 3 times a day. So if it's 3 times a week, I can do this. I hope it enters. Let me now try now. Because when you say 3 times a week, we try now. But... let me try it again. Like this. Let me move closer. Aha. You see? The target has been hit. You know, I need to be specific. I need to ensure that my goal is attainable. You know, I shouldn't make bigger plans. No, this year I want to buy a car, I want to buy a house, and yet you're still staying in your parents' home, no business, no nothing. No, have yourself better targets, you know. I'll ensure that, example like, I'll ensure that I clean my bedroom. Those are easier targets, you know, for the whole year, every day. But that, do you spread your bed? No, that's a joke. Yeah. And then the step three is this. Count the cost. Ensure that you know how many hours you're going to take to achieve this goal. So for example, if you tell yourself, I'm going to be saving at Miracle Kids, ask yourself, how many hours would it need me to save at Miracle Kids? Ask yourself, how long is it going to take? And ensure that you sacrifice. You see, commitments come into place when we sacrifice. You have to sacrifice. You have to sacrifice that T-bone if you want to live healthy. That red meat, you have to. You have to. You have to sacrifice some hours. Instead of watching that movie, you're studying. Instead of being on social media, you're reading the Word of God. You're sacrificing, you know? And that's how goals are achieved. You have to sacrifice. You have to. So even saving at Miracle Kids, Sound, and the like, you have to sacrifice some hours to come through and serve. Step number four is this. Develop a plan. Write it down. It's not a matter of just talking about it. Write it down. Have some friends who can hold you accountable. Me, I've already told you my goals. So by March, ask me, how is it going? June, ask me. So even you tell friends, write it down so that people hold you accountable. So for example, you can write down, my plan this year is to avoid watching sexual movies. You can write that down. and tell someone. My plan is to only play 1 hour of FIFA. Yes. You have to. You have to write it down. You need to have a plan. So write down the plan, step by step, of how you are going to achieve your goal. Step number 5, initiate action. Some of you are putting on Nike sneakers, Nike t-shirts. What does that, what's the logo? Just do it, right? Just do it. It's not a matter of just talking about it. We need to do something about it. So for example, for me, the past 3 weeks, on Saturday morning, I walk. I walk from Woodland Shopping Center to the UTH Robots. The first 2 weeks were rough. They were very rough. It's a long walk, yes. You know? Yeah, go camp. No, not by bus. I'm walking. It wasn't easy, right? But I kept on... I usually procrastinate a lot. I keep on telling myself I'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow comes, tomorrow. At the end, I just told myself, tomorrow I'm going. Whether rain or sunshine, I'm going. So I said walking. Eventually, I'll start running. Right now, I have an injury. I play soccer sometimes. So last year, injury. So I can't run right now. So medical people told me, first start walking. Baby steps, you know. Don't worry about that. Yeah. So, but we need to initiate action. So if you have friends that hold you accountable, they will start reminding you, hey, have you exercised? Have you studied today? And you need to have friends that encourage you to study, that encourage you to read the Word of God. You know, not friends that are just encouraging you to, just text him back. Just say hi to him. No. Let's have friends that build us up. You see, we spend 2 hours watching Fast and Furious. We spend 2 hours watching Avengers. We spend 2 hours or 3 hours watching that series. Why can't we spend 2 hours reading the Word of God? Why can't we spend 2 hours cleaning the house? Why can't we spend 2 hours? Why can't we spend 2 hours studying? Exams will be in June. You already know that exams will be in June. Some of you write in April. But you already know that. Why can't you start studying now? Not where next week is exam. You even want to miss impact because of exams. Where were you the whole 6 months? Where were you? Switch off those bundles. We know they are cheaper now. Switch off those bundles at times. You know, we spend so much time on social media at times. 6 hours, they're just updating now. Hey, selfie, selfie. They are even updating now. I'm a slay king. And what's this issue of taking a photo on the road, please? The road was made for cars. You're even doing this. Why? I failed to understand. Why are you even holding there? Why? Oh, this impact. We should not see anyone posting such. We'll find you. will get you. Tibwela. And will find you. So stick to your plan, regardless. Unfortunately, yesterday, I did not walk. I feel bad. But anyway, because I had the program, which it's not an excuse. So I need to cover up. I need to do some more walking this week to cover up. You know, it's not an excuse, but I couldn't yesterday. And step number 6 is this. Stay consistent. They say it takes 28 days to develop a habit. Just 28 days. If you just do something consistently for 28 days, it becomes a habit. We have different habits. We have the habit of brushing our teeth. It's not just natural. Bathing, it's not become natural. You know? So, even when results are not being seen the first 2 weeks, be patient. You will see the results later on of your studies, you know, of reading the scripture. You will see them later on. And number 7 is this. Finish the race. We need to stay faithful to the end. See it through. 2 Timothy 4 verse 7 says this. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Paul was in a journey. He had committed to sharing the word of God. He was committed to sharing the gospel to Asia and Europe. And he met his target because he finished his race. He was committed, you know. He wrote down all his plans and he ensured that all his plans were fulfilled. Many people don't receive the prize because they give up easily. They give up easily. So how are we going to be people in 2018 who commit to loving God, to serving in church, to growing spiritually, to reading our scriptures, to praying every time, to studying hard, so that when they see us, they just see Christ. Because even Christ was committed, he had a mission. He was in a plan to save mankind. He was consistent. Even when temptation came to him, he just quoted scripture. Why did he quote scripture? Because he knew the scripture by heart. Why? Because he used to read. Back when he was younger, he would read the scriptures. And so when the devil came to him, he just quoted the scripture. It is written. Because even for you guys, a time will come when temptation will come. And the only way we'll be able to overcome that temptation is if the scriptures are in our heart, so that we just quote them and the devil is rebuked. Jesus was committed because he loved us. We sing, we love God. But are we committed to God? Are we really committed to God? Do we really mean what we say when we sing, "Ah, Father, Jesus, we love you"? Oh, no. No, that's so good. Yes, but are we committed? Even when we sing those songs, are we committed? We need to ensure that we are committed to serving the Lord. Jesus' commitment was so that we do not live a miserable, hopeless, and sinful life. But his commitment was that we have a life and life abundantly. So today, ensure that you commit to God, because he will ensure that you achieve your goal. The Bible says, with God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Whatever plans that you have for this year, commit them to the Lord, and all things will be possible. That's the only way we can ensure that we achieve our goals for this year. So today I ask you a question. Are you committed to God? Are you seeking God first when you wake up? Are you committed to God? Jesus was committed. If we call ourselves Christians, we should be like Christ. And we should ensure that we are committed also. Our scripture for this week is this: commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. Your plans will succeed if you commit them to God. Seek God first and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. You can do it with Christ who gives you strength. Let's pray. Our great and loving Father, I want to thank you for today. I want to thank you for this message of having commitments for the year. We know that with you, all things are possible. You have given us the grace to achieve whatever things that you've given us, O God. Thank you, Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to die for us. He was committed even unto death, because He loved us so much. Thank you, Father, for that gift of life. A life that is abundant. A life that is eternal. We thank you for that commitment that your Son gave unto us. And so if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, today is the day of salvation. Today you can commit to God for the rest of the year, for the rest of your life. You can commit to God. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, today is your day. If you want to receive Jesus today, you can raise your hand up and a leader will come through for you. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, Jesus is calling today. He will wash your sins, and He will remember your sins no more. Okay, thank you. And if you have been like the prodigal son, you have fallen away from Christ. You have backslidden. You have stopped reading the word of God. You have stopped having fellowship with God. And you just want to come back to Jesus Christ. Today is the day that you can rededicate your life to Christ. If you are that person who wants to rededicate their lives to Christ, you can raise your hand. Jesus Christ is calling for you. He is calling for you. If you are far away from God, today is the day you can come back to Jesus Christ. He loves you so much. He will forgive all your sins. And if you are hurting, you are broken within, you feel the weight of your sin, you are going through a financial issue, you are going through a family crisis, you are having so much issues surrounding your home, and just life is just unbearable, you can raise up your hand and a leader will come through for you to pray with you, to share with you the word of God concerning your situation. Thank you. If you are burdened, if you need someone to talk to, you need a shoulder to cry on, today is the day that you can speak to one of the elders, the leaders. The leaders are available for you. The Bible says, confess your faults with one another and healing will come through. Don't leave this place without talking to someone. And so, Father, we want to thank you for your goodness, want to thank you for your love, want to thank you for our first service at Impact. We pray for all the youths today that they may experience your love and your grace for the rest of this week. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.